If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
I would say that Jacksonville has the hottest pass game going into the playoffs right now. And I think that's why there's such a belief. I think it's the toughest draw that Buffalo could have gotten, candidly. And I've said for a couple weeks now, the run defense doesn't necessarily concern me. It's the, are you going to catch a on-fire pass game as well as the secondaries played? Because elite passing games can get after elite coverage units because the quarterback can make the perfect throw on a consistent basis.
Dan Orlovsky, one clarification from our earlier conversation. So the report is that the Bills are adding cornerback Daryl Porter Jr. to the practice squad. I brought it up simply because I remember his dad, I think it was his father, playing for the Bills, a Pro Football Reference as they are father and son, but you brought up during the break, like, well, if he's on the Steelers practice squad, then how can the Bills add him to theirs? Like, that's not the rule. And it looks like he was already released. So
okay.
He was a free agent formerly of Pittsburgh, and that way he could go to the practice squad
right here. And there's no decision. Well, there's a decision to sign to the Bills practice squad, but it's not like choosing Pittsburgh over, you know, rather, or choosing Buffalo over Pittsburgh.
Yeah, we thought about that for a minute.
He was free, so, okay. So, yeah, the Bills told him he'll play if they need him, not Dane Jack. That doesn't matter. Like, he didn't have a team, so now he's got one, or at least a practice squad.
That's how it seems.
Yeah.
Matt is with us. Hello, Matt.
Yeah, hey, well, maybe this kind of is sort of the same area, but I do not understand why Gabe Davis has not been put to use more. I'm at a bit of a loss. I mean, he's experienced, and everybody remembers what he did in Kansas City. I'm not saying that's going to get repeated, but he can get open. He catches the ball. He gets some separation. Is he in somebody's doghouse for some reason? I feel like he just hasn't been given any legitimate shot in this rotation that we've had. Is there something going on with him, or is there like some cap reason that we don't want him to be here? I don't understand.
No, I mean, he's on the roster now. When he first got here, he was on the practice squad, but they put him on the roster. So the cap, there's no playing or not playing doesn't impact that. So I don't know. I don't know if they were just hunting around when he was inactive for a couple of games, trying to find out what else they have. I think they know what he is. His ceiling can be really high. He's not the most reliable catcher of the ball. Like, there were drops in his previous time here.
There were, but it's not. I mean,
Yeah, I mean, you're
right with that problem all around, though.
Yeah.
I just think maybe he's not as good as you do.
Yeah, I don't think he's a player that really warrants being fed, I guess is what I would say, Matt, mostly.
Okay. I mean, I can't believe it's possible that there'd be some issue, but, I mean, they brought him in. You know, they knew who he was. They brought him in.
I can't believe there'd be an issue. He was always one of the most popular guys on the team. Like, the team loved him. He was a captain, workout warrior in the offseason, all that stuff. I don't think there's anything sneaky happening here that we don't know. I think he might just not be real good.
And also, thanks, Matt. I mean, nobody else is getting the ball instead, really.
Right, they don't feed anyone.
They don't. Nobody eats.
Everyone starves.
Like, it's not like he's buried by other guys, you know? So, I don't know. You like him. He's been an important figure to the Bills in this era. He doesn't seem to be one right now. But when he went, when 13 seconds happened, you say he's got this high ceiling. It's that game.
Like that's it, right, yeah.
He was good for the most part here, and then you had this one game where he was unbelievable. Any game can open itself up to a certain guy, you know, like that's, I think, what the Bills would be hoping for here is that they can find a weakness, Jacksonville and whoever else, where they might be able to exploit that with one of their options.
Yep.
And maybe that'll be Davis. I mean, I wouldn't ever just assume that he won't have a six catch game or something like that in the playoffs. Revenge narrative, by the way.
If you want the most kind of pie in the sky, you're barely even going to believe I'm saying it scenario, how's they use him like they used to use him? They haven't really. This is maybe what the caller is suggesting here. Maybe they're just sitting on it. Maybe the playoffs are going to come and there's going to be post patterns to Gabriel Davis. And the Jacksonville Jaguars in the wild card round will be expecting a certain thing to happen with the Bills receivers who have performed a certain way all year long, and suddenly this guy's running past you. Maybe that's what's been happening. Maybe they're just sort of squatting on, this is very saving all your good stuff for when it really matters. And I've been told enough times that that's not something that happens regularly, or at least to the extent that maybe I'm suggesting here, right? I mean, if they wanted to win a football game at any point here, you probably would have unleashed this if you were sitting on it. But it's possible that they use him in some different way that's more lining up with how he was used before, like a deep threat type player. But I feel like Cooks is settling into that role. Like, if the Bills are going to try stuff down the field, maybe the middle of the field, deep stuff to test the safeties, I feel like that's Cooks right now. And it's kind of telling that he was protected, didn't even get a uniform for this final game, and Davis played a bunch.
Yeah, it's seven targets.
So I doubt that they're sitting on him. With his history of injuries recently, right? I mean, he just got healthy enough to start playing. I doubt that they, if they had big plans for him, would have exposed him as they did on Sunday against the Jets. So I'm talking myself out of my glowy scenario where they just have some big plans for him. I think they probably recognize what the rest of the league has recognized, that he was maybe always just a certain level of good, and maybe that's even diminished now by wear and tear and the injuries that he's suffered.
Thanks, Matt. Maybe you'll get what you want Sunday. Justin is next. Hello.
Hey, guys. Quick question for you. Well, maybe not quick. I'm in a fantasy football league for the playoffs where you're allowed to pick a player once and never get him the rest of the playoffs, and you get to repick your roster every week.
Okay.
Like, if I take Josh Allen this week and the Bills make the Super Bowl, I don't get him the rest of the playoffs no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of wanted your take on who you would have in your lineup, because the whole playoff picture is wide open for it. And how soon or how late are you taking the Bills?
Man, that would take me some time. Like, I'd want to give you a business answer to that question. I played in one of these, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago. I like it. I like a puzzle, and that is really a puzzle. I think intuitively the guys you'd want this week are the best guys that you think have the worst chance of going all the way. It's maybe quintessentially McCaffrey. as a six seed. But who knows? They could win it, I guess. You don't need to win the Super Bowl. You need to get to it. So somebody like that, maybe Justin Herbert could be this. I wouldn't pick Allen this week because they're favored. Like, I'd give that another week. Same with Cook. I don't like the matchup for Cook. Pick if you're one of these players that has a tough time like picking guys that you hate that aren't Bills, you know, one of these guys, which are great to have in your league because they're not picking the best players.
That's the best, yeah.
Pick Lawrence. Lawrence's numbers, his props are going to be above Allen's. Maybe not for fantasy points because of the rushing, but Lawrence runs a little bit. But he'll have a higher passing yard number over-under than Allen will in this game. You could do that. You got a name or two for this? You have a thought? You're the guy I go to for these things. Justin, he didn't single me out.
I gotta be honest. I started answering text messages when the guy started talking, so I don't even know
I want to do that. Sometime.
You're riffing here, mentioning names of guys, and I'm not really sure what were the parameters. Do I need to know?
Well, you know, you've asked now. Anybody out there who's annoyed already? He's asked now. Okay, Justin's game is you pick a different lineup every week, total points, but you can't pick the same player twice.
Okay, right.
So if he uses Allen this week, he can't use him again.
I would definitely not use Allen this week.
Who's the best quarterback for production this week, their matchup in mind, that you think has the worst chance of going far? I like the Niner game. One or the other. Purdy or Hurts might be the play. Caleb Williams could be good. They're both such good matchups.
Yeah, I was going to even suggest the Packers playing the Bears. Because I think both of those teams, I don't think I'll like them in the divisional round, either one of them. So whoever wins there, I might feel like I used them up and I'm good. So I might look at that game. Either guy.
And if it's Green Bay, they go to Seattle.
Right.
Whereas Chicago would host somebody.
Right.
Those teams have played twice in the last month. And my instinct on that, did I say this yesterday? My instinct on that, it's Green Bay and Chicago. It's January. It's the third meeting recent that bodes badly for offenses. But I don't know if that's right. The last time they played, the yards were way up there. Like it went to overtime, but still, like teams moved the ball in that game. And the first game was like 28-21 or something like that. So
all right.
The total's not super low. Yeah. The thing, this doesn't have to be a fantasy point, so relax. But the thing about this year, whether it's fantasy, whether it's just, you know, talking, whether it's betting, you really can almost do anything you want with the grid. You know? Like, who can't win it? Pittsburgh? Carolina? Carolina can't win it.
Carolina can't win it. I think Pittsburgh can't win it.
Is that it?
I do think that's it. I'm not real bullish on the Chargers, but it's not crazy that they could go play a close game and win on a field goal or a missed field goal or like whatever. You that game could very much be the Ravens Steelers from Sunday night, Chargers at Patriots. So you're gonna have the least likely scenario there to me is New England runs away from them or that the Chargers do that. Like I think that's.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A tight game. It's a playoff game, you know, cold weather, and probably comes down to the two-minute warning.
I will give the points with the Patriots. I don't expect a blowout, but I liked Houston when they went to play the Chargers, and I kind of want this to be that game. Not want, but would predict this to be that game where the Chargers are in it, but there's just not enough there. So I'd give 3.5. The Patriots are the same amount of favorite as Houston is on the road, trying to be the first team to win a Monday night game in Pittsburgh since Jeff Hostetler and the 91 Giants.
Also, it wasn't Sims.
It wasn't Sims. It wasn't quite Sims.
Came up yesterday, but same team.
He's probably on the team. Was he on the team in 91?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Hostetler started and played the game in Pittsburgh against Brister.
Yeah, wait, they didn't move on from Sims after Hostetler won them the Super Bowl, did they?
I don't know. He had injuries.
Yeah.
But no, I think 93, Sims is the Giants quarterback.
Yeah, he's
in the playoffs again.
Around there. Yeah.
Yeah, he played some in 91 and 92. 93, he played the whole year. Then he retired. But that's the last Pittsburgh home Monday night loss. 23-0 since. CJ Stroud, it's on you. Isn't that interesting? New England and Houston are the same, have the same spread, -3.5. Philadelphia is a little higher, 4.5 now. Bills are 1.5 in their game, which makes them a fun and easy, kind of obvious fantasy play, the Bills, because of what they can be. They've had shootouts. You know what Allen's capable of and what Cook has been able to do, because they're not a big favorite. So not everybody will, you know, be on them for that reason.
Right.
And it also makes Jacksonville interesting because the Bills are the team that's supposed to, you know, win the conference with Kansas City out. And Jacksonville's over there like, we're actually good. So just cool it. How do you like that? Cool it.
I like it just fine. I think Jacksonville should be telling people to cool it. I'm with the clip that we played coming in here, Orlovsky talking about the Jaguars, is exactly how I feel about them. I think the passing game is red hot right now, and the Bills have had a great year defending the pass. But I worry that they're going to get on the field with speed and a quarterback that right now is really feeling it and be really, you know, going to have to keep up. And that's my biggest worry, is the Bills being able to keep up.
Ross Tucker coming up at 4. Thanks for the call, Justin. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here at 803-0550. This is WGR.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.